Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another wonderful episode on the silsila The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, whichever hemisphere, whichever country, whichever city that you are in, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. A kind reminder that when you are making dua, then make dua for yourself and your family. Make dua for your community, your neighborhood, and make dua for the ummah. Because in some part of the world, the ummah is going through many challenges, many trials and tribulations. Make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that he grants relief to the ummah, that he azza wa jal grants shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering, and grants protection against the oppressors. Today, we are going to be talking about who is the fortunate individual and what is the true meaning of success. So stay tuned for that discussion. Life is very short. Almost every day or second day, we are receiving messages of a mayyat. Somebody passed away. And one day, our name is going to be on those messages. Now, the fortunate person will be one who leaves this world with iman. That person is most fortunate, because then the person will enter paradise, whether directly through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the shafa'ah, or the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But so long as a person passed away with iman, with their faith, their belief intact, then that person is truly fortunate. And that is ultimate success. We'll deliberate a little bit about that a little later, inshallah, azza wa jalla. But for now, let's remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions that we are listening, we are watching this silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We are here to seek knowledge of deen. What we learn, we will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. If you want to taste the sweetness of your knowledge, then practice upon it properly to please Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you want to increase your hasanat, your good deeds, your rewards, then share with others. But be careful that we don't just share and forward anything and everything because it sounds nice, it sounds good. Especially if somebody is sending us messages on social media with regards to Quranic verses, ahadith, we need to verify it, that what is the correct understanding of that verse of the Quran, of that blessed hadith. And so any messages that we receive, we must verify, we must confirm it, if it is accurate. And only once we receive verification, then we should forward it. Because we don't want to send forward wrong messages or wrong explanations, and then we are also liable and responsible for spreading something which is not accurate. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. And a Muslim is one who submits to the will of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim is one who is obedient to Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so don't waste away your life in the colorfulness of this dunya, in the attractions of this world. Don't attach your heart to this world. It will not be in your favor. It will not be loyal to you. Rather, if you are loyal to our Creator Azza wa Jal, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you will benefit in this world, the grave, and the hereafter as well. So take out some time daily. This is something we all need to do. Individually, we need to create that mindset that every day of my life, I must take out some time to recite some amount of the Quran. So we develop a connection with the glorious Quran, which is Kalamullah, the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day recite some amount of Durud Pak, Salawat, Istighfar, make sincere Tawbah. Be punctual with your daily salahs and perform them properly. Do your best to abstain from sins, to practice the Sunnah, to be a practical Muslim, to fulfill rights of others, and obey Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our purpose in this world is to worship Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. That's our purpose. To do good deeds. It is insufficient to say that I believe and not do anything good. We need to do good deeds. So then if it is accepted through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His mercy, that person will enter into paradise. So do good deeds and encourage others to do the same. Don't encourage each other towards evils, towards wrongdoings. Encourage one another towards goodness and good deeds as well. Let's listen to a lovely kalam and we'll continue with the discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Main chhode ja raha hu dar tumhara ya rasool allah main chhode ja raha hu dar tumhara ya rasool allah bulana jald mujhko phir khudara ya rasool allah main chhode ja raha hu tumhara ya rasool allah ya rasool allah mujhko phir khudara ya rasool allah nigaahe gumbad e khazra ko झुक जाती निगाहें गुंबदे खजरा को तकती और झुक जाती नजर से छुप गया अब वो नजारा या रसूल अल्लाह नजर से छुप गया अब वो नजारा या रसूल अल्लाह मैं छोड़े जा रहा हूँ दर तुम्हारा या रसूल अल्लाह बुलाना जल्द मुझको फिर खुदारा या रसूल अल्लाह न जाने फिर मुयसर हाजरी हो कब तेरे दर की न जाने फिर मुयसर हाजरी हो कब तेरे दर की सलामे आखिरी ले लो हमारा या रसूल अल्लाह सलामे आखिरी ले लो हमारा या रसूल अल्लाह Ya رسول اللہ یہ آنکھیں رو رہی ہیں اور دل پر غم کا غلبہ ہے یہ آنکھیں رو رہی ہیں اور دل پر غم کا غلبہ ہے کہ پھر یاد آ گیا روزہ تمہارا یا رسول اللہ کہ پھر یاد آ گیا روزہ تمہارا یا رسول اللہ میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں دل تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بھولانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ وہ منبر کی بہاریں اور وہ محراب کا جلوہ وہ منبر کی بہاریں اور وہ محراب کا جلوہ ملے گا کب مجھے ایسا نظارہ یا رسول اللہ ملے گا کب مجھے ایسا نظارہ یا رسول اللہ میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں دل تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بھولانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ تمہیں رخصت مجھے اے کاش ایسا سوز مل جاتا دمِ رخصت مجھے اے کاش ایسا سوز مل جاتا کہ ہو جاتا میرا دل پارا پارا یا رسول اللہ کہ ہو جاتا میرا دل پارا پارا یا رسول اللہ میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں دل تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بھولانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں دل تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بھولانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. These kalams are designed to create and develop the love of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, love of the Sahaba Ikram, the Ahlul Bayt, the Athar and the Awliya Allah in our heart. So continue listening to them and recite along. Get your offspring also used to listening and reciting. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Madina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So who is the fortunate one? Each person may have their own standard of what is good fortune, or who a successful person is, who a fortunate person is, according to their own understanding. Some may say that if a person is financially stable and well off, he's very fortunate. Others may say that if the person has all the conveniences of materialism, they are fortunate. One who has many connections and is in a powerful position, or who has influence in society, that person is very fortunate. Yet others may say that that person has qualified in this profession and has a lovely degree or several degrees under their belt and has a good job with a prominent company. That person is very fortunate. The one who lives in a certain area, a leafy suburb that is safe and secure and has a wonderful house with all the conveniences, that person is fortunate. But how often do we think about this, that truly the fortunate person is the one who obeys Allah Azza wa Jal, who obeys the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So let's look at it from that perspective as a Muslim, because the Quran is our guide, our book of guidance. The blessed ahadith are there, the sunnah of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the perfect lifestyle is there. And let's try to make an attempt to understand that whom should we as Muslims consider as fortunate from an Islamic perspective. The beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once said to the noble companions, alayhim uridwan, do you know the similitude of you, your family, your wealth and actions? The companions, alayhim uridwan, they said that Allah wa rasuluhu a'lam, Almighty Allah and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam know better. So the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, your similitude and the similitude of your family, wealth and actions is like the person who has three brothers. When the time of his death approaches, he calls his three brothers and he says to one of them, you are witnessing my condition. Tell me, what can you do for me? And he replies, what I can do for you is that I can take care of you. I can stay with you, fulfill whatever needs you have. When you die, I will bathe you, give you a ghusl, shroud you, and join with the people to carry your janazah on my shoulders. When we return, after burying you, and someone asks about you, I will only mention good things. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said, in reality, this brother is like his family. Thereafter, the noble Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the companions, Alayhim Ridwan, what are your thoughts regarding that individual? They said, we don't see any good in him. We do not see any good in him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said, he then goes to his second brother and says, you're also witnessing my state. What can you do for me? He replies, I will remain with you until you are alive. As soon as you leave this world, we are going our separate ways, because you will reach the grave and I will remain in this world. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in reality, this brother is like the person's wealth. What are your thoughts about him? The companions, Alim Ridwan, said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we don't consider him to be good either. Then the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that man then calls his third brother. No doubt, he tells him, you're witnessing my state also. Tell me, what can you do for me? So the brother, the third one, says, my brother, I will remain with you even in the grave. I will save you from worrying. When the day of recompense arrives, I will sit in your scales and make it weighty, make it heavy. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, this is his good deeds. O Sahaba, what are your thoughts about him? They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, this is a very good friend. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, this is the reality. Dear viewers and listeners out there, two things are given great importance today. One is family and other is wealth. But ponder, if a person is linked to a good family, he may display pride and arrogance. He wastes his entire life for the sake of amassing wealth. He faces many hardships and difficulties. He puts up with people's criticisms. He destroys the peace of his life. He bears the cold and the heat. He puts his own future at risk for the sake of their future. But they will only remain with him until he passes away. And wealth, man, the human loves greatly. Wealth which he closely protects in this dunya. He sacrifices sleep for it. He forgets the distinction sometimes between halal and haram when he earns it. He may deceive people in order to attain it. He leaves his family, travels far away to distant lands. He thinks of different types of ways. How can I make more money? How can I save more money? And that wealth remains until death. As soon as death arrives, all of that wealth, all those properties, whatever he has amassed and saved, is going to be distributed. His wife, his children, his siblings, and other heirs. Now, it's not a bad thing for a person to give proper attention to the care and upbringing of his family, his children, his wife, and to remain busy in fulfilling their rights, and to busy himself in earning halal according to his need. His need, his children, and those under his care. In fact, this is necessary to fulfill those rights because the financial burden is upon the man, the husband, the father. But it becomes a bad thing if he is engrossed in the love of his children, of his family, and he forgets Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or he becomes proud and boastful because of his children, or to earn more money. But it also deprives a person from blessings in the hereafter. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu states in Surah Al-Hadid, verse 20, translation from Kanzul Iman, you should know that the life of this world is nothing but play and amusement and adornment, and your boasting amongst yourselves and the desire to surpass each other in wealth and children. Now, in Tafsir Sirat al-Jinan, it is mentioned that the worldly life is to show pride and arrogance, amongst other things, to desire an increase in wealth and children over others. And if this is the condition of the world, then instead of attaching your heart to it and busying yourself in acquiring it, one needs to busy themselves with those actions that are beneficial for the hereafter. Now, the person who can think like this is a fortunate person. If he just contains it and restricts it for this world only, for name and fame and for influence in this dunya, in this world, for himself, then how is he going to benefit in the hereafter? That person is actually unfortunate because that person has not realized that the everlasting life of the hereafter is more important than the temporary world that is here, this earthly life, which we're going to leave. And everything's going to leave us behind. The wealth, the family, everything, all the materialism is going to leave us. When our eyes close and we are no more, that leaves us. So yes, truly fortunate is that person who lives in this world for the hereafter. So that person will not attach their hearts to the love of this world. There's no issue in living a comfortable life. The issue will come in when that life becomes a life of extravagance, of negligence, of not fulfilling rights, of not helping the deen, of not fulfilling the rights of your family members, of not displaying humbleness and humility. Then what benefit is that influence? Of what benefit is that wealth and that family background and having many children? That person is unfortunate who does not realize this. Who else is fortunate? Fortunate is that person who has been given the great bounty by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of making sincere tawbah before leaving this world. Tawbah is repentance, to seek forgiveness from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for whatever wrongs a person has done or is doing. And sincere tawbah demands that the person stops whatever wrongdoing is there. And where necessary, to compensate. If a person missed their salahs, to make qada of those salahs. If a person took something, wealth, property of another, person has to make tawbah and return that and ask that person for forgiveness as well. If you hurt somebody, you have to ask for forgiveness. So depending on what the crime is, what the sin is, in accordance to that, the tawbah, the repentance must be made. So how lucky will that person be who is given the great fortune of making sincere repentance before leaving this world forever? Think about it. And so the very first point was iman. If I want to be fortunate, I have to protect my iman at all costs, even if it means going against myself. But the preservation and protection of iman is the most important thing for you and I. For if a person leaves this world without iman, there's no hope in the hereafter. There's no possibility of entry into paradise. Fortunate is that person who lives an Islamic life, that he becomes an embodiment of the Sunnah. He practically applies the Sunnah in his life, because the Sunnah is not just something written in the books of this is how the Prophet ﷺ ate, he drank, he conversed with people, he interacted with people, he slept. It's about learning that and implementing it in our lives. So that person is fortunate who practices the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, because the Sunnah is a complete and comprehensive way of living. It's a lifestyle, the perfect lifestyle. And only the wise person, the fortunate person, will realize this, will understand it, and will not choose the opposite. If the Sunnah is perfect, all other types of lifestyles are imperfect. So yes, fortunate is that person who practices the Sunnah. Fortunate is that person who seeks knowledge of deen. Yes, maybe he would have studied or is studying, for some other profession, for a degree or PhD or master's, no issue there. But priority is knowledge of deen, knowledge of Islam. That's priority. Fard ulum, obligatory knowledge, which is compulsory upon every Muslim, male and female. Fortunate is that person who understands that and seeks knowledge of deen from authentic sources and scholars. And fortunate is the person that translates that into practice. And fortunate is the person who practices upon Islamic knowledge for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, not for the pleasure of the people. And fortunate is the person that spreads the fragrance of the Sunnah. That what they learned, they don't just keep it to themselves. They share it with others, they forward it to others. They create, like how Dawud Islami creates, the platforms, the facilities, the courses, the classes, the programs to educate, to empower and uplift and motivate the Ummah, starting in your very own homes. Fortunate is the person who does good deeds to earn the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fortunate is the person that develops the fear of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, so that they abstain from sinning, because sinning leads to the fire of hell. Lucky and fortunate is that person who recognizes the trickeries and the traps of shaitan, Iblis, the cursed and humiliated one. That's only possible with knowledge. If a person doesn't have knowledge of the kinds of traps that shaitan he lays for a person, they will be falling down into all those traps, not even knowing it, not even realizing it. Fortunate is that person who works hard and smart to protect the iman. Fortunate is that person who understands, I need to do good deeds to please my Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fortunate is that person who develops that fear of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, so that will motivate them to abstain from sinning, because sins lead to the hellfire. Lucky and fortunate is that person that can identify and recognize the trickeries and the traps of shaitan, Iblis, the cursed and humiliated one. That's possible with knowledge. If a person does not have knowledge of deen, knowledge of the kinds of tricks and traps that shaitan lays for a person, the person will fall in those without even realizing it. That person is truly fortunate who prepares for the hereafter. And the first manzil, the first stage of the hereafter is the grave. So yes, indeed, fortunate is that individual who prepares for the grave. If that person has safety and salvation in the qabr, in the grave, then inshallah ta'ala, they will receive salvation in the hereafter. But if not, what will happen in the hereafter? So we should prepare. How do we prepare? By doing good deeds. We need to do good deeds properly to please Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's only possible if a person has knowledge. Take salah for example. That person is truly fortunate who has established the 5 daily salahs and performs them correctly. How many people out there? Maybe they're performing salahs, but is it correct? The postures correct, the ruku, the sujood, are the recitations, the pronunciations, are they correct? So fortunate is that person who seeks that knowledge. That comes back to knowledge of deen. That how do I recite the Quran properly? Whether in salah or out of salah. How do I make my postures correct? In my sujood, my toes, my arms, my nose area, are these all in order? So fortunate is that person who prepares for the grave by doing good deeds in the hereafter or in the grave. That person is going to be fortunate who answers the three questions. That is the ultimate test in the grave. Three questions. But that's either going to make the person or break the person. It's either going to lead to that grave becoming a garden of paradise or a valley from the hellfire. All depending on how that person lived their lives. If they had correct beliefs, if they obeyed Allah Azza wa Jal, if they obeyed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they obeyed the orders of the Quran, they practiced the Sunnah, they fulfilled rites, they did what needs to be done as a believer, as a Muslim, then inshallah ta'ala, through the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will gain salvation, success and safety in the grave. So yes, that person is fortunate. So yes, that person is fortunate who can attain through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safety in the grave. But that is dependent upon how we live our lives in this world. You only live once, yes. One chance, one shot to do good deeds. So, if we are still asking ourselves that who is the fortunate person, it's a mindset thing. All depending on what perspective you are looking at it from. If you are looking at it from the lens of Islamic teachings and values, then all the above what was mentioned, that will be your interpretation of who is the fortunate one. What about on the Day of Judgment? Who is the fortunate person? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The person who gets salvation is successful. The person who will be granted the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the intercession, the shafa'a of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's the fortunate person. That's the successful person. Because no matter what kind of worldly success or status or influence a person had here now, but if they do not receive the mercy of Allah jalla jalaluhu, on the Day of Judgment, will you call that person fortunate and successful? If they are thrown in the hellfire and they are deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they are deprived of the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no matter what great status they had in the world, how can they be fortunate? Of course they're not fortunate. So this is how we need to look at this. Through the lens of Islamic values and teachings. It is mentioned in the glorious Quran, Surah An-Nisa, verse 13. And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, Allah will take him into the gardens beneath which rivers flow. They will abide in it forever. Only this is the great success. That is success. That person is fortunate who is given those gardens of Jannah, of paradise. If we obeyed Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also in another verse of the Quran, Surah Ali Imran, verse 185, it is mentioned, so the one who is saved from the fire and is admitted into paradise is successful. If I'm doing all the wrong things, if I'm just committing sins without any worry, without any concern, if I'm just fulfilling my desires, which are sinful, there's going to be a price to pay. There's accountability. So on the Day of Judgment, the person who is saved from the fire who is admitted into paradise, that person is fortunate. The one whose good deeds are heavier than the bad deeds on the mizan, the scale, that person is fortunate. The one who gets that shade of the arsh of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, that person is fortunate. The one who drinks from the fountain of Kawthar, they are fortunate. The one who successfully crosses As-Sirat, the bridge, that person is fortunate. That is ultimate success. That is true success and fortune. Under the verse that I just mentioned, Tafsir Suratul Jinan, it is mentioned that we come to know the true success on the Day of Judgment is that if a person is saved from the hellfire and is given entry into paradise. Although success in the world is success in itself, but if this success is detrimental for the hereafter, then in reality it is a loss. Especially those people who do everything to succeed in this world, but little or nothing to succeed in the hereafter. They are unfortunate and they are in loss. Am I part of these people? Can I be classified as one of them? It's a question we need to ask ourselves. Let's listen to a short clip and we'll be right back. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
Davis, did you know the correct meaning of sincerity? Let me tell you. Sincerity is to do a good deed solely for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, and those people of the book were ordered to worship Allah only, believing solely in Him, being on one side purely, that is towards Islam, and to establish Salah and to pay Zakat, and this is the straight religion. From this ayah, we learn that only the action that is solely for the pleasure of Allah Almighty is accepted in the court of Allah Almighty. Let me share a hadith about sincerity with you. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said to his companion Sayyiduna Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, do good with sincerity. Even a small amount of deeds done with sincerity is sufficient. Dear Wisdom Channel, let me also share some important points on how to attain sincerity. Rectify your intention, because until the intention of a good action is not correct, sincerity cannot be attained. Do not do any good deed to attain a worldly purpose, but rather give priority to the pleasure of Allah Almighty over your own desires. Keep in mind the benefits of doing good deeds with sincerity and the harm in the hereafter for not having sincerity. Adopt the company of the devotees of the Prophet and study books containing statements of pious saints, parables, and narrations regarding sincerity. Whatever act you are going to do, remember that Allah Almighty is watching you, and He is owner of everything, and He can do everything He wills. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this environment of Dawud Islami, there's always something to learn. There's always a reminder. Even if I heard it, I listened to it, I read it several times before, the important question is, have I started to practice upon it? If not, then when? When it's too late? Because here now is the time of action, and the Day of Judgment is the time of accountability. In Dawud Islami, you will find many avenues, different types of avenues, even online. Classes, courses, weekly programs, the daily nek a'mal, pious deeds. If we want to be included amongst those who are fortunate, then how about we surround ourselves with people who are fortunate, with those who understand what their purpose is and are living their lives to fulfill that purpose. We need to surround ourselves with this company, not with people who are just there for by the way, because they enjoy our company or we enjoy their company. We're a good audience for their jokes and it's all laid back and we are going to places of entertainment and it's all fun and games. And before we know it, our names are there in the janaza messages. We need to take this life seriously and ponder over it, because soon it will be too late. So we've covered different angles and aspects with regards to the fortunate person, the one who is truly fortunate. What are we going to do about it? Are we just gonna, okay, I heard about it, let's see. When the time comes, the time is now. Now is the time, not tomorrow. Tomorrow, there's no guarantee. The next moment, there's no guarantee. The time is now to decide. If I want to be fortunate, I have to change my ways. If I'm not Islamically inclined, if I'm not in those circles where knowledge of deen, knowledge is featured, is emphasized upon, then I need to cut my losses. It will be hard for some people. Those are my buddies, my friends. If they are taking you to places that are forbidden, they are not your friends. How can they be your friends? They're not helping you to become a fortunate person. So attach yourselves to those environments, those places, those people, that company that is also striving to be part of those who are fortunate. We don't know what's going to happen in the end. We don't. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us away with a good end, with iman, in Madina Tayyiba, with burial in Jannatul Baqi. We make that dua, we have that hope. But the environment which is created is that we remind each other all the time, hey, prepare, read your salah, practice sunnah, don't do this, do this, this is halal, this is haram. These are the reminders we need. Because it's not a once-off thing. That okay, I learnt it, I did it once, and okay, it's a done deal. I'm one of the fortunate people. We don't know the hidden plans of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that fear has to be there. That what's going to happen to my iman? Constantly. Worry about your iman. We worry about everything else. How am I going to meet the expenses? How am I going to do this? How am I going to buy that? We worry about so worldly things, we worry, we stress over, we have tension, sleepless nights. But do I worry if I miss my salah? Do I worry if days are gone by and I haven't even read one verse of the Quran? Or I haven't practiced upon the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or I made no dhikr? Or I didn't even recite one durud-e-pak? And days are gone. Is the concern, is it there? The worry, is it there? That tension, is it there? It's a constant thing. And lucky and fortunate is the person who has people to remind them. And this you will find in Dawat Islami. Even if nobody is there physically, by you filling out every single day of your life the nek amal, pious deeds, you are reminding yourself every day. In essence, what is success? Success is this: did you make good intentions today? Did you read your salahs today? Did you respect your parents today? Did you fulfill rights of people? Did you obey the traffic laws? Did you lie? Did you backbite? Did you deceive anybody? Success lies in not doing those things, in avoiding those things. Success lies in doing the things that needs to be done. Fulfilling rights. So this is where success is. Ultimately, to obey and to be loyal to Allah Azza wa Jalla and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's where success is. That's the person who is fortunate. Who is fortunate in this world, who is fortunate in the grave, and who is fortunate on the day of judgment. Not these passing by successes that are there. Again, we need to use the benefit of this, whatever benefits are there that we get in this world, we need to use it to create a good hereafter, a fortunate hereafter for ourselves. A fortunate circumstance in the grave. By doing good deeds. You got wealth, spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have influence, influence people towards the deen. Influence Muslims who have strayed off the path towards the deen. And above all, it's a mindset thing. If you look at it from that perspective, then you will prepare for the grave and the hereafter. Then that person will be regarded as fortunate who fulfills the purpose of why I am here. So join Dawat Islami. Be part and parcel of the success of Dawat Islami. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.